The gradual increase in the numbers of coronavirus cases in Ondo State prompted the state government to go for stringent measures to combat the virus and prevent a spike. The government then declared an indefinite curfew from 7 o'clock in the evening, terminating at 7 o'clock the following morning. Governor Oluwarotimi Akeredolu said government opted for this upon discoveries that some business owners, including joints, commercial drivers, and some others, were actually using the cover of darkness to go against earlier directives given to achieve the stay-at-home order. While monitoring the curfew in Akure, Radio Nigeria observed that the level of compliance was appreciable as major roads and streets became deserted. There were, however, some pockets of defaulters, particularly at Ojaba, where security personnel accosted some erring individuals, including haulage driver. At Ondo Road, Radio Nigeria came in contact with a motor tourist, Mr. Matthias Inanji, who was on his way to Port Harcourt in company of a colleague but could not continue the journey due to the curfew. In an interview, Mr. Inanji said the measures were in order, but his colleagues, Mr. Segun Bayon, expressed displeasure.
It's for our own security. So any vehicle that comes, let them obey the rule so that everything will work well for us. But if we want to do it on our own way, it won't go in the way that the government wants.
The curfew or whatsoever should be during the day and not at night. To me, it sounds stupid. Like, preventing the spread is something that I'm in support 100%. But the fact that you have to prevent people from moving there at night, I think at night you have fewer movement now. The number of cars between 7 p.m. this evening and 7 a.m. tomorrow morning will not be up to 100 between Akure and Nore. As compared to after, you go to the market, you have rowdy people.
Along Adeshida Road, another resident who chatted with Radio Nigeria, Mr. Michael Oladeji, called on governments to ensure adequate provision and proper distribution of palliatives to cushion the effect of the measures.
We just ask the government to do us in a good way. You can see how everywhere is now. No movement, nothing. But what we need is money or food. They should provide something for us in return. They can't just lock us inside like this without giving us anything.
Quite a good number of security operatives were seen enforcing the curfew as they paraded the town and manned the entry points in Akure. Shola Oguntoye, Radio Nigeria.